As an Iranian Canadian, I'm always finding ways to level up my Iranian-ness. I grew up in Toronto, Canada, and I've never been to Iran. Most of my family lives in Germany or the US, and so we'd travel to those places frequently, but never Iran. Anytime I would ask, "When can we go?" my parents would respond, "It's not a good time." This long-distance relationship only made me want it more. I felt like I was missing something crucial to my being Iranian. My mom was always playing gougouche around the house. She's like the Persian Beyonce. To this day, whenever I hear her songs, I have flashbacks of my mom and aunt standing in the kitchen belting them out for the rest of the family. Completely off pitch. I was always surrounded by family. Whenever we'd go to my grandparents' apartment for dinner, you could smell the khoresh, that's Persian for stew, down the hall as the elevator doors opened. After dinner, we'd drink our cardamom tea and often have long discussions about Iran, which all fed into my fascination. The history, the politics, the culture. But I was worried my family didn't consider me Iranian enough. I wasn't born in Iran. I couldn't read Rumi's poetry like my grandfather, and I'd never even tried their street food, like cooked beets with a pinch of salt. After all, I'd spent my whole life in Canada. So, I figured if I couldn't go to Iran, I would bring Iran to me. During COVID, I moved back home where my grandparents were living too. They don't speak English, so naturally I started speaking Farsi more. At one point, my sister and I translated the entire Marvel franchise for them. Explaining the intricacies of the Marvel universe is already complicated. I had to figure out how to explain a story arc of a character who transforms into a giant ant to help save the universe from aliens, all in Farsi. I started listening to classic Iranian pop music more. I stole a 4x6 Persian rug from my parents' house to put in my room at uni. I was slowly checking off my list of all the things that made me Iranian. But Tadig became my Everest. In case you don't know, allow me to introduce to you the most wonderful form of rice. Tadig is the rice from the bottom of the pot. That's what it literally translates to, tayadig. Ta means bottom and dig means pot. Tadig is the best thing ever, and I'm not being dramatic. It's crunchy and greasy and has a beautiful golden color. Plus, it's not just rice. Some make it with pita bread and even sliced potatoes, my personal favorite. The challenge is that you don't know what it's going to look like until you flip your pot over and show it to the world. If you do it too early, the form will be weak and break apart. But if you wait too long, you risk burning it. Then you have to fight with everyone over who will sacrifice themselves and eat the burnt parts. That excessive politeness is just the Iranian way. I've only tried to make it on 3 occasions because, to tell the truth, my heart needed a chance to recover whenever I messed up. Every time, I posted my progress on Instagram for all my family to see. I wanted them to say, "Wow, look at this North American Iranian girl. She crushed it." And they did. My cousins and uncle sent heart emojis and even gave me tips for next time. But the thing is, I haven't crushed it. Every time I've posted, it's been a disappointing tadig. But that's okay. I realize I was the only one measuring my Iranian-ness, and that's not something you can measure, like rice. I still haven't gotten my tadig that perfectly crispy and beautiful golden color, but I will, one day. In the meantime, you're all invited for some mediocre tadig.